This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better.
All right, here we are. This is another big one from Contendapalooza.
That's right.
And this is probably one of the all-star. You're making me nervous, Liz, getting into this thing this much. I'll be honest.
She's ready to go.
And I don't know what to say. There's a lot of things I'd like to say about this, but I don't know if I should say it on my podcast. But I've never seen Liz get that, right? Like, anyways. All-star. We got Morgan Ale. We got Liz Wells, who is now the commander-in-chief of the Dew Sweepers. Myself, Teddy Lynn, Heathlander. And I'm going to be honest, I walk around the show. Half of the time I make fun of the people wearing visors inside and with their golf gloves in their pocket. It's like a personal thing for me. Like, so we have a little douchebag count that we do, but it's okay. Anyway, so
you know, my business partner, I called him today. He couldn't make it, sick. And he said to me, how many bags have you seen? And I was like, not many in our booth. But if you go to the tech end, it is bag central.
Let me tell you. Anyway, so I digress. But I did hear some people, and this is no bullshit. I was walking down. I was somewhere around the Antigua corner, which is where people go. And I heard a couple people commenting about your booth. And I thought that was fantastic. And I chimed in. I was like, man, I like that shit. So, obviously, I know y'all. Blown away by your shoes. Love what y'all are doing. Let's talk a little bit. I want you to talk about your slogan. What your slogan was you told us up there about walking. Because I think that gets us back to what golf is.
So I grew up playing Old Heathland golf courses outside London. There's no...
Is that near Alabama?
Yeah. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, yeah. And spiritually, it's very new. Yeah.
Yes, we're all close.
Yeah. And there were no, as they say, buggies on these courses. That's what the English call carts.
Buggies.
Yeah. No buggies allowed. Golf is walking. If you don't walk, you might as well play chess, right?
Right.
It's like, if we're just going to sit down, we should stay home.
That's why I play so much chess.
So our tagline is proper golfers walk. Now, of course, that's a particularly good tagline for a shoe company because you want your shoes to be comfortable if you're going to walk. But we think a proper golfer walks. And in an ideal world with a caddy, but in a less than ideal world, you just pick up your bag and walk.
So. No, I agree. So what? I love the style of the shoes. I do think, can I, Am I allowed to on it? I would like a few little tennis shoe type teacher versions just for me, because I teach, right? Let's talk about me for a while.
What is a tennis shoe type teacher version? Spell it out for me. I don't know.
We're going to talk about this afterwards. But I got some ideas. We need a dew sweeper version, but shoes fantastic. Talk a little bit about what separates it, makes it special.
So the truth is, you know, when we did some research, most people buy shoes based on the looks. They don't really buy them based on any technical aspect of performance. So we started out by designing a shoe that we thought looked right.
Which is smart.
And we thought it needs to be classic looking, but with a little bit of style, right?
It's classic for sure. I like that.
But then I'm actually a golfer, right? I play pretty well, and I want it to be stable. I want it to grip. I want to be able to walk 36 holes. So we built a really comfortable, really stable, solid platform, and we wanted it to grip. And so I also assumed that there's some science to that. That I thought these companies, like, you know, the big boys, had real science to the way they design their tread.
Fuck no.
But guess what? They don't. It's just a total free for all. They just try stuff out. So we tried stuff out. So we started by making it rubber instead of hard plastic, so it's more comfortable to walk in, but it's also stickier. And then we just messed around with tread patterns until we found one that really gripped. So we have 9 millimeters of rubber tread. It's really sticky. We have a bunch of great players that tried it. And only when we weren't slipping, we're like, all right, let's put it on.
I've got an idea. You ready? And I've been thinking about this because a good friend of ours, Colby Touye, had a player in and had trouble loading. And they looked at his shoe, and his foot was like, you know how the shoe had worn over the edge and all that. And then they replaced it with a new pair of shoes, right? And I've got this thought that, like, some of these new tennis shoe type things and some of these things, like, and I watch the way people's foot works on the force plate and, you know, and their foot rolls and all that. And I think they don't have enough support. I think we need to do an episode of Pro Work where we put people in Heathlanders and we do them on the force plates. So when I was looking at them today and I was in there and I've looked at them with Liz and Morgan, and I like the structure of them and the base. And I think that there's something to, like, I'm about making people play better. And so, like, I think we should do some stuff on the force plate with them, because I think not only do they look good and they're stylish, which if I put them on, they're stylish, but I think they can also help you load and play better, because you can load into them. There's some support. And I think some of the new stuff doesn't have that.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Yeah, I believe you're right. And I don't know it, but I'm confident enough in them that I'd be delighted to have you.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so let's do it.
Why would we not do that, Mo?
Yeah. I do know that we have many friends who put them on and shot personal bests.
Really?
And they're walking around saying it's because of the shoes. And I'm like, that's a big claim for a pair of golf shoes. But I do think, you know.
I think there's something to it. I think that having support in the shoe, and I know there's people, I know FootJoy's done some stuff, you know, talking about it and different things, but I do think there's something to having the correct support. And also, and this is not selling shoes, but like if you've got a pair of shoes that you've worn for 8 years and your foot hangs over the side of it, it's probably not the best for your golf game.
It's definitely not. You need them to be solid. You need to be stable. You need a grip. And you need them to be comfortable, but comfortable doesn't mean broken.
Right.
Comfortable means supportive, right?
And here's the other thing. Like, nowadays, to me, like, you know, you go, I'm 53, so, you know, I go back to the shoes I had playing in college, the old FootJoy Classics.
So heavy, but so good.
But they were, so when I looked at your shoe, what I thought of was, like, the shoe I wore back then with support, but the lightness that you could walk and play golf in like a tennis shoe. And I mean, look, being serious, like I met you for 3 minutes at the Creek. I was having a cocktail with Morgan and Liz, like didn't even talk about it. I've been like kind of researching this. And then I was in the booth today and that's what I thought. I was like, okay, so here, this is like the thing I grew up on where you had, I don't think any of us would argue if you grew up in our period that those classics were unbelievable supports to play in and walk in.
They were amazing. So we're almost the same age. I'm 51 years old. I'm wiser. I was playing college golf in 1992 and I was wearing FootJoy Classics.
Yeah.
And they were heavy as hell, but I wouldn't have traded them for anything. The trouble was if you walk 36 holes in those, you're exhausted.
Yes.
And they were only comfortable up to a point because they were basically wooden soles.
Yes.
But they were really solid. And this shoe we made is for the people that grew up with that. There's a nostalgia to it. It was a great white shoe. We wanted some modern technology, some modern comfort, a little bit of style, a little bit of, you know, a lot of style.
A lot of style, I would say.
But we basically made this for the person that grew up wearing a white FootJoy Classic, but just wants a modern shoe.
I love it. I'm a fan. I know Liz is a big fan. Morgan's a big fan. We're
fans of Liz and Morgan.
I'm going to tell you what. Liz, you're in charge of this, but we're going to find a way to do some stuff on the force plate with the shoe. I think it would actually be really cool content to take a person in one of these new tennis shoe type shoes.
Yeah, there's mesh shoes.
Right.
Somebody said to me today, but these are leather and solid and stiff.
I call them pleather.
Yeah.
Can't load into the heel when the. Yeah, exactly.
No, we actually make sure they're flat. One of our best case studies. So we have one pro playing on the European Tour in our shoes.
No way. Who's that?
His name is Mike Brown, and he's interesting for the fact that he's not a young guy. He took up golf when he lost his leg as a military as a soldier. He lost his leg. He took up golf. He turned pro 18 months later. He now plays on the European Tour on one leg, at adaptive and regular tours, both. And he's playing in our shoes because he says they're the only ones that are flat and stable enough for him to play in.
Wow.
And it's like, if it works for people with one leg, it should work for me with two.
Yeah. We're going to do that. Let's do that. We're going to put that together. But thank you for your support of these two girls. They mean the world to me, and you guys are great to them, and you've got an unbelievable club, unbelievable membership, and couldn't be more blown away by walking in your booth today. Let everybody know how to find out more about your shoes. So can they buy them online, or is it just they got to go to a store, or how does it work?
Yeah, so you can buy our shoes at heathlander.com. As of today, it looks like they're going to also be available in a lot of clubs. which is great. We had a great day. We launched a wholesale business today. So,
sweet.
So it's only today that we started talking to clubs, but it looks like they're going to be available at some great places.
We need to get them in Vestavia Country Club in Birmingham. Yeah. I want to make sure Jeff Baker puts them in.
But right now it's heathlander.com, and yeah, we would love anyone to try them out.
That's awesome stuff. Carols, thank you for putting all this together.
Love you too.
Thank you guys so much. All right.
Thank you for having me.